Regardless of where you stand regarding the conflict of Ukraine, it is a fact that with every military conflict, there are innocent victims of that conflict. And we are seeing that in the millions of people that are being displaced from their homes with potentially no home to return to. So for as long as the conflict is going on, I'm including this segment with every one of my podcast episodes, an opportunity for us to take a minute and a moment for those who are suffering because of the conflict. For those of you who wish to participate, please hit the pause button for a moment for a thought or a prayer. There is continued and urgent need for humanitarian assistance. There are many respectable and notable organizations out there, and I am appealing to all of you to provide support in whatever way you are comfortable with. I know that we are all going through difficult times, so even if you're not in a position to make donations, helping to spread the word would be immensely helpful. With the help of some groups that I belong to, I've compiled a list of some organizations that are helping with the current conflict. And you can find this list at www.coyote.com/Ukraine. While it's not a comprehensive list, it does offer us a place to start. Once again, that's coyote.com/Ukraine. Thank you for listening to this. I don't often get involved in causes because there are just too many. But while this conflict might hopefully soon be resolved, the humanitarian need will be ongoing for quite some time. Please find a couple of minutes to see how you can help. And like I said, even if it's just to help spread the word, that would be wonderful and amazing. Thank you.
Welcome to the Coyote Small Business Podcast. I am delighted today to have somebody that I not only call a colleague, but also a very good friend of mine. I've known him for years and years. He is the owner and operator of EC Sales Inc. In Montreal. He's a importer, wholesaler, distributor of products from Modern Twist, Guzzini, 24 Bottles, Essential, and just a great guy all around. So welcome, Enzo. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody. Thank you, Tom. Thank you for the invitation. It's a total pleasure and honor to be here.
One thing that we're trying to do on this podcast is to build this small business community. So one of the things that we're going to try and do as an ongoing thing is to bring in small businesses like Enzo here, and so that we can put a spotlight on them and get so that everybody can get to know Enzo a little bit better, a little bit better about EC Sales, and we want to learn more about you. So tell us first about EC Sales. What are y'all doing over there?
So EC Sales is, as you had mentioned, we're an importer and distributor of household items, housewares. We mostly focus on European brands. That has led us to basically cater to the traditional independent store across Canada. Basically, we always we look for product which is made in Europe, affordable, good design, quality, and also we look for product that is not readily available in the Canadian marketplace, mm-hmm. that you may find in other stores around in Europe or around the world, and we bring that to the marketplace, and we introduce it to the mostly to the independent retailer.
Amazing. How did you begin this journey? I mean, you got out of school. What did you do?
Basically, when I what ended up happening is I had finished my schooling here in Montreal, and I was always interested in being an entrepreneur. In fact, I opened up when the big cigar phase was. What was really happening in the 90s, I opened up a cigar shop in Montreal, which is still open today. At that time, I was exposed to different people walking into my store, and the idea of importing became very appealing. So we started to import housewares I think we started in 2004. And then we ran that for a while, I would say up until 2012. And then January of 2013 was a moment, it was a much long moment, that at that time I had four different portfolios happening. And in 1 month, we lost three out of the four. So in 1 month, my revenue stream came down around 70%, and that's when I said to myself that I needed to do this on my own, and I needed to go out and get my own lines, and not be at do things by myself. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened.
And when you were starting out, was it a big obstacle stepping into that and representing lines for somebody else? And then now you're trying to pick up your own lines.
Of course, I was exposed to the industry, so I knew some of the players. I knew basically the basis, the business models of how it worked. So I started to do the shows, and when I came across my first line that I decided to bring in by myself, I was fortunate enough to have a relationship with one of the retailers that was at that show that I was visiting. Mm-hmm. And I asked them, I said, listen, if I bring in this line, would you buy it for me? Mm-hmm. And he said, yes, I'll buy it for you. It's a great line. And so that's what happened. That's how I started. You know, having relationships in this business is really, really key. Having a good reputation is key. And, that's how I started bringing that line number one. In by that time, it was, I would say, mid 2013. Mm-hmm.
And was it a struggle to get it up and going, or you know, this seemed pretty fluid? It seemed pretty easy.
It's always a struggle because when you bring in a line that nobody knows, you're pioneering. So there's a lot of knocking on doors, there's a lot of talking, there's a lot, but, you know, it applies to all businesses. I think that when you're pioneering a line and you're not inheriting business, yes, of course, it becomes a good one.
You know, I see you at the trade shows and you are, you know, you have a booth, but I rarely see you actually in it. You're always running around, aren't you?
Again, because you're pioneering all the time, so you're again, it goes back to the relationships. You know, when you have a booth at a show, a lot of the work could be done in the aisles. Mm-hmm. So you walk. You know, you could be in an aisle which is maybe not that may have, you know, a client walking that aisle that you want to talk to. So mm-hmm. you greet them in the aisles, and you have them and you walk them over to your booth.
Right. Yeah, I see you doing that all the time. And I think, you know, you're one of the best at it, because I don't see anybody working the aisles the way that you do.
When you're introducing a line, you need that opportunity to actually show the product and highlight the product. And so, you know, if you just tell somebody, hey, I'm bringing in a new, you know, a new line, and you say, oh yeah, nice. You know, when I'm in your area, I'll come by your booth and see it. Mm-hmm. So, but if you're, if you invite them over nicely.
That's awesome. You started a company for yourself. What are some challenges that you never thought you'd encounter? And it's like, oh crap, I never thought of this. Well, what do I do now? And what did you do?
You have challenges every day. Anybody that's in business has challenges every day coming their way that maybe they didn't think of. I think today my biggest challenge is to keep my company growing post COVID. Mm-hmm. Definitely, it's you know, had you called me in April last year we were closed, like we were closed for 3 months, I was very worried about what was going to happen when things would open up again. And that would be my, that's the challenge today, is to try to have a real understanding or a pulse of what, of where retail is going, how to approach online, basically how to develop your omnichannel. 10 years ago, you would be in this business, and yes, you would sell to your independents, and that's fantastic, and you would still try to do some omnichannel business. It would not be, at least for me, it would not be a big focus. Now, the omnichannel, and not because I don't want to sell to the independent, I would love to sell, to keep on selling to the independent retailers, just as there's less of them. But the costs of bringing per product in, you really need to develop your own.
You know, you mentioned that there are fewer independents now, but, you know, now with online stores and online, all these platforms that have the ability to help the small stores, the independent stores, are you seeing any boost from that at all?
I think that the retailer that invested in an online platform is reaping the benefits now. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the retailer that did not or couldn't invest in an online platform, I think they are feeling the need to do it now. Mm-hmm. The issue, the problem is that it's just so much more expensive now to do it. Mm-hmm. And the learning curve is great. So I think people that are doing the online are doing, are benefiting from the buying trends of today.
And how have you pivoted? I mean, are there areas of business that you're doing right now that, in terms of customer relations and supplier relations, that is different for you? And is this something that you think you'll go back to the old way, or do you think you'll keep some of this new way?
I think relationships are always key. I try hard to keep my relationships going. I try to go in different channels, be it e-com, be it restaurant suppliers, be it corporate. I really try to tap into my network to see where there could be some opportunity. Mm-hmm. And that's how I spend my day, is really trying to tap into those different channels.
Mm. Now, you talked about April being, last April 2020, being a bit of a low point for you. What about some of the high points in the life of EC Sales Inc? What have been some of the, like, the really, you know what, I'm glad I'm doing what I'm doing?
I mean, there's a lot of personal satisfaction that comes with the business that I have. To me, you know, I'm fortunate enough that I'm able to have a business that gives me a nice balance between my family life and the satisfaction that it gives me as far as, you know, the success. So I think a highlight is that if I'm able to have a balance between home and work, mm-hmm. I think that's the highest level of satisfaction that one can have. And it's something that I work on every day. I may not have big mansions all over the world, but at the end of the day, I think that balance is key.
Right.
And I'm as you know, I'm very tight, very family oriented. Mm-hmm. For me, that's super important.
Yeah.
So that would be my biggest satisfaction.
No, that's amazing. And you know, balance is, like you said, absolutely key. And to be able to, you know, as you know, you're a family guy, and to be able to have that balance is unbelievable. And I think that, unfortunately, you know, that's one of the perks of being in business for yourself, that sometimes that we might not be able to take the 3-week vacation or what have you that everyone else is taking without having our phone and laptop with us and being carefree about that. But it also offers us, you know what, my family needs me today. I need to go, and you can't. And that's definitely something that's a benefit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that I sleep at night. Doesn't mean that I sleep at
night. and you know, so what are you looking for now? Are you looking for new lines? Are you looking for new clients? Are you what's the
I'm
next
always
step
looking I'm of course, I mean, I'm always looking for new lines. Lines that complement what I'm doing. Lines that I think my current customer base would appreciate. That's for sure. True that with the trade shows being at a halt right now, that's a bit more challenging because usually I find my lines in Europe. But yes, of course. I mean, adding on is definitely important and key to keep you business.
And right now,
as far as my customer,
yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm not. I mean, as far as my customers, I mean, I think that you know, the key is always to have customers, but also do it in a way whereby it makes sense. and you do have to be careful when you sell to, you know, especially with online. So yeah, you have to be careful.
For sure. You know, you mentioned that the trade shows aren't going on right now. And I've mentioned that you really work those aisles while you're there. So now that, you know, the trade shows are halted, have they moved to virtual trade shows? Has that benefit? Have you done those?
I haven't. I have not done any virtual trade shows. The couple of lines that I'm entertaining right now are lines that were introduced to me by somebody that I know. And those are the lines that I'd like to focus on right now.
Okay.
I'd like to see if I can bring in those lines. And if not, I think the virtual trade shows definitely is the way to go.
Okay. Do you have any advice for people looking to start a business?
I guess, you know, having your own business brings great satisfaction. It also brings a lot of stress. And I think you really have to understand that having your own business is something that you're going to think about 24/7. You know, it's not something that you can just let go at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And if that's the kind of person that you are, that's amazing. You know that you don't want to think about anything. That's great. But having your own business is something that you're going to be thinking about 24/7. And so that's important that you understand that about yourself, whether or not you have the character for it. And to do your research, to do your homework, and to go for it. You know, if you feel that it's something that you want to do, and you're ready for that challenge, don't let anybody tell you that you can't. Because there's always going to be a million reasons not to do something.
Right.
In anything. Mm-hmm. You know, there'll always be a really good reasons not to. Mm-hmm. If you believe in something and that's what you want to do, then, and you think you have the character for it.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. Do you have a website? Can people come and see what you've got going on? What's the best way for people to store owners, independents, or what have you that want to take a look and see what's available to them?
I have an Instagram, and I have an Instagram account that one can. It's EC Sales, basically. It's a really simple address. As far as the website, I'm redoing the website. At the end of the day, I never wanted an elaborate website because I sold retail stores, so there was never a need for a big website. now with things changing, I would like to freshen it up. So right. I'm working with a company here in Montreal that we're going to freshen it up and add the new lines and give it a bit of a new look.
Okay.
But it won't be transactional.
Mm-hmm. And I think that makes a lot of sense too, especially for somebody in your line of business, where having too much excess, you're not able to, while they might be able to buy online and stuff like that, you're not able to then provide that face-to-face interaction. And it you start kind of distancing yourself, and you being the type of person that you are, you know, building those relationships has always been like super important to you. So I think that for your line of work, that those relationships matter, and diluting it through having the online sales is something that it could work against you for sure.
Right now, that's how I see it. Mm-hmm. It could change, of course, but mm-hmm. But right now, that's how I see it. It's not necessary right now to have a transaction.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So through Instagram and I guess your email. Do you mind if I put the links into the description of the podcast? All right, so people can get a hold
Absolutely.
Of you if they
with
want.
Great pleasure.
Awesome.
With great pleasure.
And thank you, Enzo, for being here today with us, sharing your story, and I hope that. I hope that people who are listening are able to kind of pick up on just the amount of work that you've put into it, and how much your clients mean to you, and how much work you put into nourishing those relationships. So thank you again, and thank you all for listening in, and for our next podcast is probably going to be next week, and that's it from us today.